The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private. Trust Ireland's leading private hospitals with locations nationwide, including Dublin, Cork and Limerick.
This is News Talk.
Jess Kelly, our tech correspondent, is with us to answer your tech questions. You can get them to us now on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Jess, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. A new name, Oppo. Who are Oppo?
Yeah, it's really interesting. This is another Chinese tech firm that are now coming to the Irish market. We've seen quite a bit of this over the last number of years. Obviously, Huawei is the big one. Then there's Xiaomi. There's a whole host of them out there. But Oppo is one to watch for this year. They have brought a phone to Ireland. It'll be available in stores here over the coming weeks. And it's called the Reno 4 Pro. This is a 5G handset. And when I took it out of the box and I spun it around, the first thing I always do when I'm looking at phones is open the box, take it out, spin it around in your hand and take a look at the different ports, take a look at the design and so on. And I guarantee if I was to walk down Grafton Street, socially distanced obviously, and asked people to spot the difference between this and the Huawei P40 Pro, people would kind of struggle to spot the difference because they are very similar down to the colour on the back of the phone. It is a beautiful looking device. It's a 6.5 inch AMOLED screen. And what they're trying to do, I think, is blow open the mobile market here in Ireland. We know that Huawei are going through a bit of a transition period at the moment, moving away from the Android operating system. A lot of people have been on to me to say they've made it easier to get the apps that you want. But there's absolutely an opportunity there now for sort of the mid-tier phones that are much more affordable but still have incredible spec. And from the time, I've been using this for over a week now, and I have to say I am very much impressed by it.
Okay, it is Android, I presume. Yep. Still has access to all of that.
Yeah, it's full Android. It has an incredible tech spec inside. So it has the usual like super duper Snapdragon processor. There's 256 gigs of storage, 12 gigs of RAM, which again is more than most computers would have, 4,000 milliamp battery. And what matters for a lot of people, because you and I get this text pretty much every week, it is a dual SIM phone. So you can put two SIM cards into it. In terms of the cameras, it's a 32 megapixel selfie cam. Then there's three cameras on the back, 48 megapixel main camera, 12 megapixel ultra wide, and then a 13 megapixel hybrid telefocus lens. So you're getting, you know, so much crammed into the body of this phone. And the super fast charger that comes with it will give you full power. So from 0 to 100% in 40 minutes. And the price tag is €799.
Okay, and that compares with what, the Samsung S20, the Huawei P40.
Yeah, all those phones are in
far cheaper than the Apples, I suspect.
Yeah, no, far cheaper than all of those kind of high-end flagship phones like the S20, the iPhone 12, all that sort of stuff is over the €1,000 bracket. Where it's kind of coming up against is where the Pixel 5 is, where the OnePlus 8T is. This is the most interesting part of the mobile phone market, in my opinion, because anyone can throw a €1,000 price tag on a phone if it has enough bells and whistles. The impressive thing is being able to cram a lot in without going over that €1,000 price point. So I have to say I'm really impressed by it. You can buy it on Amazon and all the rest, and I believe it'll be coming to different networks over the coming weeks. So as soon as we have that information, we will pass it on. But I just wanted to flag that this is a good one to check out, because a lot of people are onto me at the moment saying that they are considering an upgrade or they're due an upgrade and what way to go. Some of the price plans at the moment are still bonkers money. I myself, I'm on a plan with my phone, and what was mad is I got 10 gigs of data as part of my price plan thing, and I ran out of data, which made me feel like I was 15 years old again and had to ask my mom for £20 to top up my phone. So any of those data limit plans, I just think it's very, very frustrating, and it would absolutely make me consider who I go with in terms of my network when you're considering paying like 60, 70 quid a month on your bill plan.
Okay, well, there's another phone handset to consider, the Oppo Reno 4 Pro. Okay, questions. Can you ask Jess her opinion of Dell all-in-one desktop PC with a 256 SSD hard drive for home office use?
Yeah, the all-in-ones are great, and the fact that it's the solid-state drive is brilliant. What that means is it boots up way faster than the traditional hard drives. The one thing I would say, and I don't know if this is just me, but the all-in-ones make me slightly nervous. That's when the computer is built into the screen, because it just means that if anything happens to one or other part, the whole thing is kind of snookered. But it's a fantastic device.
Yeah, I've been using an all-in-one for 8 years now, and I like it because there's one less big box around the place to deal with. Now, can you help me? I suffer from very low vision. I'm age 55. Can you give me your pick from the Google, Apple or Nokia phone? I'm using Huawei now.
So a lot of the phones would have software built in that would be, you can kind of enable it if you are visually impaired in any way, shape or form. I think maybe a bigger screen might be helpful. So you could go for, you know, one of the iPhone 12 Pro or even the iPhone 11 Pro has come down in price, which is worth looking at. I would think something like, I have the Google Pixel 5 in my hand, which I'm using as my main phone at the moment. That's also excellent. So I think any of those phones that you've listed will do the job well. It's just about ensuring that you have the right software to help you. But as I said, they all do have accessibility functions on them now.
And that's what to look for on your phone, is accessibility in the settings. What's the best place to save photos from my Samsung SG phone? I take numerous photographs. That's from Christine.
Use Google Photos. So the Photos app that comes as standard on Android phones is Google Photos, and you can sync it up so that everything automatically goes into the cloud, and then every 30 days it'll give you a prompt saying, do you want to take these photos off your device because they're backed up into your cloud, and then you'll free up space in your phone, which is very, very handy. So I have been using Dropbox for a long time, but now I'm just using Google Photos and it's great.
What is the best smartwatch for a 12-year-old? Don't want him to have a phone, but need to be able to contact him and him me. Can't do it without a phone.
No, like this is something, and I've had this question a few times now on the Instagram Q&A as well. So the way if you want a smartwatch to work with a phone, regardless of whether it's for you or your kid, it needs to either be paired to a phone or else have a SIM card in it. They're the only two ways that you can get mobile connectivity like that. And unfortunately, I don't know of any that would be suitable for a child. I know that there's things like the Fitbit Kid or the Fitbit Junior, I think it might be called. But again, I don't think they have the full phone functionality. It's more a fitness tracker thing, you know?
And my 10 and 11-year-olds want headphones that are wireless and speakers with Bluetooth and gadgets. A non-tech-savvy mom. They have a laptop each. They use for PowerPoint, Excel, Word, etc. And they use it for Netflix too. So two tech-savvy kids and a non-tech-savvy mom.
Listen, you're grand. You're not the only one. So don't you be worrying. There are many, many options out there. So they said a speaker, is it? And then headphones as well.
What they want. They want speakers and headphones and all Bluetooth, one presumes.
Okay, so there is a small little speaker that I've been recommending for about 10 years now, and it's available, I think, in Harvey Norman, and it is the JAM, so JAM Bluetooth mini speaker. It's very, very small, but the sound quality is unreal, and best of all, it costs less than £30. And then there's an Irish company called One Sonic Audio, and they are a new Irish audio company, and they're making their headphones. They have the One Sonic BXS HD1. I'll tweet a picture after the show so people can see it. They are in-ear Bluetooth wireless headphones. Kind of look not a million miles away from the Apple AirPods and so on, but they're €60, which is probably a bit more ideal and affordable, particularly when it is for younger children. So they would be my two options.
Could Jess recommend an online backup storage service? I don't want to use Dropbox. I just want the equivalent of a hard drive, but in the cloud.
And you don't want to use Dropbox. Google Drive is, again, what I use. So you can use Google Drive for a whole host of things, and it can automatically sync up to your device so that everything that's on your device goes up to the cloud. I use that across my laptop and my phones and all the rest. Another option is Microsoft OneDrive, and you get a huge amount of storage space for free, and it is very easy to use. Again, you just associate it with an Outlook email account and then you're laughing.
Where can I get a new Apple iPhone for Christmas? It's the only one my husband will use. No difficulty there, I presume.
No, so not all of the models are out yet, which is what I would say. Okay. Someone else asked me that today. So from the 6th of November, they should all be available here in Ireland. Now, there may be a bit of a waiting list because I know pre-orders and demand has been quite high. But you can buy phones directly from the Apple website or else through your mobile network.
Okay, and the final one. I need an upgrade for my Huawei P20 Pro, which I totally love. Don't want to go for the new Huawei due to the Google apps not being available or not so easily. What's the next best thing to the P40?
The Samsung S20 is great, or the S20 Ultra is the best one that you can get out there in terms of camera.
All right, Jess. Oh, so many questions, all still streaming in, but thanks for the moment, our tech correspondent, Jess.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private. Trusted experts in orthopedic spine, eye, cancer and cardiology.
This is News Talk.